Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention. This guide was created by Parachute, Canada's national charity dedicated to injury prevention. Chapter 3, Preventing Falls, Taking the Next Steps Together. This chapter goes step by step through factors that can increase a person's risk of falls. Review this with the person you care for. For each factor, we provide key actions that you can take to help that person lessen their risk. We will cover blood pressure management, eye health and vision, footwear, hearing health, home modifications, mental and emotional health, movement and physical activity, moving safely, and finally, staying hydrated and drinking water. As you go through each section, think about who can help with the recommended key actions. Let's start with blood pressure management. This matters because changes in blood pressure can cause dizziness or lightheadedness, which can lead to falls. Sometimes moving from lying down or rising from a seated position can cause a sudden drop in blood pressure. What you can do: encourage the person you care for to have their blood pressure checked regularly. Consult the person's healthcare provider, their medical doctor, or nurse practitioner if they report feeling dizzy or lightheaded or have fainted. Encourage the person you care for to take their time when getting up or changing positions. When getting out of bed, they should first sit up, sit on the side of the bed, and then stand up. Consider home modifications and devices that can help the person steady themselves if they begin to feel dizzy, such as a bed rail, grab bars, and a shower chair. Finally, ensure the person you care for eats regularly and stays hydrated. Next is eye health and vision. This matters because changes in vision can increase a person's risk of falling, as it makes it more challenging for them to safely move around. What you can do: encourage the person you care for to visit an optometrist once a year. Encourage the person you care for to talk to their optometrist about multifocal lens use and consider switching to single lenses if appropriate. Multifocal or progressive lenses can make it challenging to move around safely, especially in unfamiliar environments. Since the bottom part of the lens is meant to help you see things close up, they can actually make the lower part of your vision blurry. For example, you may not clearly see the ground below you while walking. Watch for changes in vision, such as squinting and/or increased sensitivity to light, taking a long time to adjust from light to dark, dry eyes or excessively watery eyes, becoming clumsy or misjudging where objects are, uncontrolled eye movements, difficulty moving around spaces at night. If the person is driving, you may notice driving mistakes such as missing stop signs or difficulty driving at night. Finally, improve lighting in their home. For example, increase the light bulb wattage to increase brightness, use nightlights in hallways, bathrooms, and bedrooms, or consider motion-activated lighting. Advice from caregiver Donna. Think about having several different pairs of glasses instead of progressive lenses. Yes, it's a nuisance having to change glasses all the time, but progressive lenses or bifocals significantly increase the risk of tripping and falling. Let's talk about footwear. Proper footwear helps prevent slips, trips, and falls. In winter, it's important to wear proper footwear that will grip snow and ice. What you can do: encourage the person you care for to wear practical, supportive, and well-fitted footwear inside and outside the house. Inside, avoid wearing floppy, open-back slippers and socks. Look for non-slip soles, elevated collar, closed heel, and low heel height. Make sure the person you care for has indoor and outdoor shoes that fit correctly and have the following features: non-slip rubber sole and heel, a high back, called the collar, that supports the ankle, top closures, such as laces or Velcro, to ensure a snug fit, a low heel height, a closed heel, in other words, not a sandal strap, a comfortable insole. In winter, consider using traction devices over outdoor footwear in icy conditions, such as shoe spikes or crampons. Remember to remove the devices anytime the person wearing them goes indoors. And have their feet checked annually by a medical professional. Here's what you should look for in a shoe that will provide good balance and support. The shoe should have a high heel collar, a beveled heel, a textured sole, a midsole flare, and a firm middle. Advice from caregiver Brad. My wife and I have discussed other issues around fall prevention, such as more stable types of footwear. We found that slip-on winter boots, for example, became what they're called. We were stumbling and tripping in them. Next, pay attention to hearing health. Hearing and balance are closely linked. Hearing loss can change a person's ability to process what's around them, which can make falls more likely. Encourage the person you care for to get their hearing checked at least once a year by an audiologist. Many people are unaware they have hearing loss, as it happens gradually over time. Look out for signs of hearing loss in the person you care for, such as speaking loudly or louder than necessary, often asking for words to be repeated, thinking that people are mumbling, misunderstanding conversations or difficulty following conversations, particularly in loud environments, straining to hear or leaning forward in conversation, favoring one ear, and having volume settings very high on the TV, radio, or their phone. If the person you care for uses a hearing aid, encourage them to use it consistently. Consistent hearing aid use can lower the risk of falls in seniors with hearing loss. A big risk factor are trip and fall hazards within the home. The following home modifications, equipment, and devices can help you and the person you care for stay independent, move safely, and live longer at home. Home modifications can be big or small and can range in price. Whatever the size or cost of the modification, it should be tailored to the individual and their needs. What you can do: reach out for professional support. Contact your local public health unit to learn about resources available in your community. You can also reach out to an occupational therapist directly for a professional, customized home assessment. Have modifications done and equipment installed by an experienced contractor. Look into funding opportunities for costs related to modifications, equipment, and devices. Find information about federal, provincial, and territorial funding opportunities, as well as tenant rights related to home modifications, at parachute.ca/caregiver. Look for the document listed in the resources section called Funding Information for Home Modifications, Equipment, and Devices. That's parachute.ca/caregiver, document name, Funding Information for Home Modifications, Equipment, and Devices. Advice from caregiver Judy. When my parents started having difficulties with mobility, we had help from our local falls prevention program. They came and checked out our home and gave us helpful suggestions on how to make our home safe. Both my parents also use walkers now, which really gives me peace of mind. Now we'll go over key home modifications to consider room by room. Review these with the person you care for. In the bathroom, install grab bars in the tub and shower and near the toilet. Use a shower seat and handheld shower head. Use non-slip mats inside and outside the tub and/or shower. Keep everyday items within easy reach. Increase light bulb wattage. Consider motion sensor lights. Have a cordless phone or cell phone close by. Consider installing emergency pull cords. Next, on stairs, inside and outside the home. Install handrails on both sides of stairways. Handrails should extend past the last step. Improve lighting. Consider motion sensor nightlights. Have light switches available at the top and bottom of stairways. Put anti-skid strips on steps or consider painting the edges of stairs to make them more visible. Moving to the bedroom. Install a bed assist rail to make transfers in and out of bed easier. Have lights nearby the bed. Clear the space around the bed and the path to the bathroom. Keep assistive devices, such as canes or walkers, nearby. Next, in the kitchen. Keep regularly used items at waist level or within easy reach. Ask for help reaching items up high. If you use a step stool, make sure it's steady and has a handrail on top. Don't stand on chairs or tables. Improve lighting and clean up spills immediately. Finally, in other rooms, improve lighting, consider motion sensor lights in hallways. Keep electrical cords near walls and away from walking paths. Use non-skid rugs or mats. And if you have a pet, know where your pet is whenever you're standing, walking, or using stairs. Advice from caregiver Veronica. One simple modification that has been invaluable to my role as a live-in caregiver for my 93-year-old mother is installing wireless doorbells wherever she might suddenly need help, by her bed, her favorite chair, the toilet, and the bathtub. It brings both of us so much peace of mind knowing she can alert me with a single button press. This setup is what allowed her to reach me right away when she was unable to get up from the bathroom floor after a hip dislocation. Next, let's talk about medications, because taking certain medications and taking more than 4 medications can increase the risk of falling. What you can do. Keep an up-to-date list of all medications, including prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, supplements, and vitamins. Discuss any medication side effects with the person's healthcare provider and pharmacist, such as dizziness, changes in sleep, changes in thinking, or new confusion. Encourage the person you care for to review their medications at least once a year with their pharmacist. Encourage the person you care for to take medications as prescribed. If they have difficulty taking medications correctly, talk to the pharmacist for support. For example, they can organize medications into pre-filled daily or weekly pill packs. Be aware that alcohol and cannabis can increase the risk of falling by impairing coordination, balance, and cognition. Combining alcohol and cannabis, or using cannabis or alcohol with prescription or over-the-counter medications, can also heighten the risk of falling. How does mental and emotional health affect fall risk? Mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety can increase the risk of falling. A common anxiety experienced by many seniors is a concern of falling. Whether someone has fallen before or not, concern about falling can lead someone to avoid activities and restrict their movements. This can become a negative cycle. Being less active causes a person's strength and flexibility to decline, which increases their risk of falling. What you can do. Watch out for signs someone is becoming anxious or concerned about falling, such as having frequent worrying thoughts or fears about falling, avoiding or limiting activities, having consistent negative thoughts and thinking the worst will happen. Watch out for any signs or symptoms of depression, such as persistent sadness or anxiety, loss of interest in activities, feeling more tired than usual, changes in appetite or weight, sleep problems, such as sleeping too much or not enough, generally feeling unwell or more irritable than usual, and even thoughts of suicide or death. Encourage the person you care for to share their feelings with their care team. They will be able to refer to other healthcare professionals who can provide support. Provide support and encouragement through tasks or activities that cause anxiety. Together, you can practice tasks to build up their confidence. Navigating all of this can also affect your mental and emotional health as a caregiver. Reach out for support, even if you don't know what kind of support you need. There are caregiving organizations that can provide support and resources to help protect your mental health throughout your caregiving journey. You'll find out more information in this guide's Chapter 6, Building Your Care Team. Regular, safe, and appropriate physical movement and activity that challenges strength and balance can help prevent falls. Participating in physical activity can also be a great opportunity to socialize and connect with others, which is beneficial for mental and emotional well-being. What you can do. Start by having a conversation with the person you care for about physical activity. If they are just starting out, acknowledge any of their concerns and reassure them that they can start slowly, for example, with daily movements or activities. Encourage the person you care for to consult with a healthcare professional to ensure they are doing appropriate exercises. A physiotherapist or an occupational therapist can help. Look for local fall prevention exercise programs or classes in your community that focus on building balance, strength, and flexibility. You can find classes through your local community center, fitness facility, public health, and physiotherapist. Web and virtual programs may also be available. Help the person you care for incorporate appropriate movement and exercises into their regular routine. Depending on their mobility level, this can include bed exercises, chair exercises, or going on a walk together. Advice from Janet. I am old, close to 80, with arthritis. What works for me to help me walk safe is using a walker outside, good exercise, and fresh air. Nothing better than an arm of a loved one or a good friend for a good walk. Moving safely. As a person's health changes, they may need to adjust how they do daily activities and move to stay safe and reduce their risk of falling. What you can do. Watch for changes in how the person you care for moves and discuss any concerns with them and their care team. For example, these can be early signs of balance or strength issues that increase fall risk. Reaching for furniture, walls, or people for stability when walking. Having difficulty rising from a bed or chair. Walking slowly, shuffling, or taking small steps. Walking hunched over or looking at the ground. Having poor balance. Tripping or stumbling more often, and avoiding movement. Encourage the person you care for to be mindful in how they move and to avoid rushing or multitasking. If the person you care for uses an assistive device, such as a cane or walker, encourage them to use it consistently and correctly. Advice from caregiver Greg. When walking outside of the home, I encourage the use of a cane to provide a third balance point.
Further, I generally hold my wife's hand while walking, which provides further stability and provides me, as caregiver, with immediate feedback as to her well-being. I keep a cane at the primary exit point from our townhouse and another inside our vehicle immediately beside her seat. If she exits without grabbing a cane, I will ask if she wants to use one and place it in the appropriate hand. Thankfully, she doesn't recognize any stigma attached to its use and has yet to refuse. Drinking water and staying hydrated is important for fall prevention, as dehydration can cause a person to feel lightheaded, dizzy, tired, and affect their coordination. Encourage the person you care for to drink water and fluids throughout the day. Aim for 6 to 8 cups of water or fluid every day, unless otherwise directed by their healthcare provider. Be aware that beverages that contain alcohol, caffeine, or sugar, such as wine, beer, coffee, and soda, can be dehydrating. Set reminders for drinking water or fluids using a phone or watch. Watch for signs of dehydration, such as dry mouth and extreme thirst, lightheadedness or dizziness, confusion or delirium, headaches, lack of coordination and difficulty walking, fatigue or feeling more tired than usual, and dark-colored urine and urinating less. Sometimes people drink less because they don't want to go to the bathroom often, but not drinking enough can cause dehydration. Try talking openly with the person you care for. Try to understand their concerns and work together to find ways to help. Some ideas include wearing clothes that are easy to take off to use the bathroom, using a bedside commode, wearing incontinence briefs or protective underwear, and adding grab bars or other bathroom aids to make them feel safer and more independent. The Caregiver's Guide provides online tools to track weekly, monthly, and yearly reminders to help prevent falls. You can download these at parachute.ca/caregiver. That's parachute.ca/caregiver.